Most of the Chinese men hope to save enough money to buy land in China. American workers were paid about $35 a month and were furnished with food and shelter. The work allotted to the Chinese boys, well, was grueling, performed almost entirely by hand. With pickaxes, hammers, crowbars, workers chipped out rail beds, dirt and rock was carried away in baskets and carts. Tree stumps had to be rooted out, track laid, spikes driven, aqueducts and tunnels constructed. Each day became a repeat of the previous one as the shoveling, wheeling, carting, drilling, and picking shovel kept time in a blistering tempo. Much of the work was simple, but exhausting. A light rig horse came to the front of the line with a load of rails. Men seized the end of a rail at an average weight of 550 pounds apiece. At the command, they dropped it into place while another two men were doing the same on the opposite side. Each rail takes 30 seconds to lay. With two gangs working side by side, that's four rails in 1 minute. Close behind them were the gaugers, the spikers, and the bolters. Then a strange rhythm. The men often fell into a pattern that made an odd tune. This we all came to know, and it became familiar to us as the songs of our youth in China. There were 10 spikes to a rail, 400 rails to a mile, and 600 miles to Promontory Point in the bitter winter of 1865 to 1866. When the railroad carved passages through the summit of the Sierra Nevadas, 3,000 China boys lived and worked in the tunnels dug beneath the 40-foot-high snowdrifts. During the great enterprise, accidents, avalanches, explosions took the lives of over 1,200 Chinese workers. Some of the bodies were swept away by the terrible river of collapsing snow that pushed them to their demise. Often, we had to wait until the following spring to reclaim their bodies. In some cases, their bodies were never found.